on that at all, but we just got SpaceX in, and, you know, anybody that, you know, knows Tesla, right, would probably love to have had it 10 years ago. You get Starlink in with it, and so I kind of just wanted to gauge where you were at with everything. Markets are a bit crazy, but private equity, you know, is doing very well. How have you been as far as, have you been, you know, protected in terms of the markets, or have you dabbled in private equity at all?
Most of my investments at the moment are tied up in Cover Corporation. It's a Japanese firm. Have you heard of them at all?
I have not. I'm not familiar.
Okay.
Cover Corporation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do any other kind of, you know, private or, like we did, I mean, I can tell you a few names that you would
know.
They're
private.
Airbnb.
They're private, yeah.
So you would say just you're not really liquid, but maybe open to opportunities in the future, or?
I don't know. So Cover Corporation, they have a bunch of different, they're kind of like an entertainment label. And they have a bunch of talents. One of them that I like a lot, her name is Sakura Miko, and she has really great armpits and side boob. Every time I see her stream, her GTA or her Rust streams, you know, she has a little bit of a speech impediment. She's like a 30-year-old mentally impaired Japanese woman with a speech impediment. And I just love watching her play video games like Minecraft. And, you know, again, her armpits are superb.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that before, but in terms of something like, you know, SpaceX, or like we got Airbnb at $25 a share and things like that, we did Palantir, you know, we usually strive for late stage companies. You know, we don't do venture capital, we don't do startups, they're already financially stable companies. Is that something that, you know, if I bring you an idea that you like, that you might, you know,
Maybe. There's this other talent. Her name is Fauna, that I give a lot of my money to her. So I think rather than investments, I'd rather just give her money and, you know, have her be my mommy on stream and just tell me everything's going to be all right so I don't kill myself, you know?
You're fucking with me, right?
No. Ceres, Fauna, Sakura, Miko. I would die for both of them.
Okay. Well, you know, I would die to have Tesla 10 years ago because, you know, it would be like thousands of percent in returns. I don't even know exactly. I think it's 5,000 something return. And then, you know, SpaceX is going to go right along with there. Anything that Elon Musk tends to, you know, put his hands on tends to turn to gold. And you get Starlink in with it as a spinoff in about 2 years. And so, you know, if you put, you know, $250,000 to a company like that, you're going to come out with a seven-figure profit. I mean, it has to be, you know, mind-boggling to me why anybody wouldn't want to do that, who had the wherewithal to do so. Would you like me to send you an email with that information, or are you kind of dialed up to your ears and armpits?
I don't know. I see the strength that Mommy Fauna and Armpit Miko give me. I'm really a little bit overpowered as it is. You know, I'm making so much money out here just straight from scratch that I don't really even need to invest it. I mean,
so yeah. You have no investments in the common stock market.
Oh, I got Roblox. I got DigitalOcean.
Okay.
I got Cloudflare.
Okay. And so, did you have any Tesla? You know, would you wish you had had Amazon from back in the day? All these kind of companies, SpaceX, you and I both know, is that kind of company that's going to have that kind of, you know, they're the only, they have the market.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never even heard of Tesla or SpaceX, so I don't know what, you know, low budget stocks you're in, but, you know, I'm in Nene Coin. I'm in Toa Coin. Dude. Toa's tummy? Tokoyami Toa's tummy? That is what you need to invest in.
All right, Mr. Well, you have a fabulous day. Kind of your loss at this point.